Rush Art.
Who put this together? You're autistic.
It is artistic, sir, because the thing is, the yarn actually...
What's up, everybody? Partial Artist, and I'm back, and you could potentially be seeing this on video right now. Like the old episodes, again, dude, brought the camera back. Doesn't look as good. I got one light because my other lights went out, so I had to work with it. I sound like human death right now. I don't know. I ate like shit. I've been eating super clean and like shit, and I drank for the first time last night in quite a while, and it hit me, dude. It fucking hit me. And I'm not like hungover hit me, like I'm exhausted. I'm just lethargic. I didn't drink that much, but I think it just threw off my system enough. You know, I gotta put my glasses on. I was trying to avoid the glare, but dude, I'm squinting. There we go. Y'all gonna get some glare on my face. I don't give a shit. I had to be able to see. Yeah, man. So my voice has a lot of Phil Anselmo in it this morning. I don't hate Vinnie Paul. Vinnie Paul hates me. That's me now. Yeah, so I feel fine. I'm just super tired. I think eating pizza and having a little glass of whiskey just threw my system off from my super clean eating and everything I had going for me, man. But dude, glad to be back on Vidya, getting everything set back up. Dude, my website's getting a lot better. I got some of my writing up there. I figured out the video. I haven't figured out why the videos load so slow, but I'm thinking I have to get a new host and then I can get a video hosting addition to my website. I have to start fucking with it, which means I got to spend some money, which means that you should join Locals. It's like Patreon, but better. And for $5 a month, dude, you can get bonus content, early releases, all that good shit. You can keep up with everything going on, dude. Locals. You can get the app, $5. You put in the promo code SILKNUTS because, you know, your boy's got the softest nuts in the game right now. The best nuts in the game. The best deal for the best fans. You can go to Locals, put in promo code SILKNUTS, get a free month of all the bonus shit. But legit, it's $5. And the more people I can get to help me out with that, the more I can make my website not come out of my own pocket. That would be dope. If I could make enough money, which would be like $80 a month, hopefully, to pay for everything for my podcast, dude. Golden. I'm not saying I'd get it all from Locals, but while I'm building the website, man, it'll be cool to help me pay for all that, get everything set up. So if you want extra content, man, want to support the shit, you want a free month because you got soft nuts like your boy, then type in promo code SILKNUTS on Locals, brother and sisters. I appreciate it. But not a lot going on, dude. Monday edition of the episode. Glad to have y'all here. And a lot of exciting stuff, man, coming up this week. Tuesday, got a new episode coming out. Issa, surprise. Surprise. Oh, do you want to hear the new soundboard edition? You know I said I was going to add one every week, so here you go. Right before, I'm a big fan of Nacho Libre. So there might be like 100 sound bites of Nacho Libre, but... You know, we got this podcast started out right, so let's get juicy with it, dude. Let's get
down to the nitty-gritty.
You know what I mean? Hopefully you heard that. Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. Dude, I don't know if that movie could be made today. It seems like, oh, we got a large white dude playing a Mexican dude with an accent. What you talking about? You crazy. That guy? I love that movie, though. Fucking great movie. So that's the addition of the soundboard. Hopefully y'all heard that in the video. May not have. I have my backup recording on my audio, so you definitely didn't hear that if you're listening on the audio, and my video didn't work. So if you're wondering, it's just Jack Black going, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I usually can do a really good accent of that, but again, I got the whole Phil Anselmo thing. Heroin. That's... I know he says more than that in his life, but that's all I can imagine. I need to look up a Phil Anselmo quote. Because my voice never gets this low. There's got to be some good ones, I bet. I'm not going to do any like the racist ones. Let's see. Phil Anselmo. Quotes. Third. I almost turned into fucking. Okay. I can easily say I've done everything I've wanted in music. I sound like Buffalo Bill. Like, it's not Phil Anselmo. I'm fucking Bill Anselmo. I'm Buffalo Bill Anselmo. Puts the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again. Yeah. Yeah. Walk on home, boy. Walk to my hole, boy. Put the lotion on the skin. And shred the guitar again. Dude. This is the band I've always wanted to be in. Dude, yeah, dude. I am more Buffalo Bill. I am more Buffalo Bill than I am Phil Anselmo. But I could do the same thing, dude. I'm gonna start Buffalo Bill Anselmo. And that's new music. We definitely have a hardcore following. Well, Buffalo Bill, I guess, did too. I'm gonna look up a Buffalo Bill quote. This episode is going to hold no merit to anything. Buffalo Bill quote. No, the one from, not the actual guy. Clarice. I know that's not him. God damn it with the thing. Okay, here we go. Silence Atlanta quotes Buffalo Bill. I need to think of like a. I need to start a band with the. Oh, that was the line, dude. I can't believe I forgot. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard. It rubs the lotion on its skin and does what it's told. It does this whenever it's told, or else it gets the hose again. Now put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the fucking lotion. I can't do it. Okay, let me see if I can find a Pantera song or a Phil Anselmo song. Lie dead on the floor. His like new N minor band or whatever. Let me see if I can find a Pantera song that I can mold into a cemetery gate. I need like a title that I could flow into a. I don't know. I think I'm stretching this. Dude, I forgot they have a song called Live in a Hole. That's funny. Oh, shit. Buffalo. Dude, it's fucking Buffalo Bill and Selmo Core. That's my new, it's my new genre. It's my new album I'm gonna make. It's, gonna be called Cannibals. No, he wasn't a cannibal. He was just a murderer. I don't even know what the fuck, dude, there was a purpose to this episode, and I don't even fucking know what's going on now. It's my fucking voice, dude. I don't hate Vinnie Paul. Vinnie Paul hates me. I need to put more rasp in it. That's a little better. That's a little less murdery, you know? Let's see here. Got some notes. Okay. I'm trying to get a new car. That's fun. Looking at a nice pre-owned. Looking at a nice pre-owned here. Yes. It's annoying. It's annoying buying a new car, but we need a second one because my wife's going to start driving everywhere now. And that means she doesn't have to drop me off at work like a fucking child at school. Because that bugs me. I'm just standing out there with my little lunch pail just like, let's get the day started, fellas. No, I don't want my wife dropping me off. Rather have a vehicle. Looking at that, might get a Ford Focus, might get a Hyundai Sonata, might get a Kia Rio. I don't know. There's just some solid cheap ones up here that we're looking at. So I got to do a little more research. Potentially could have a new whip. I understand if you're watching the video, I haven't addressed this yet. Looks like I am a stagehand for a musical. Like I'm gonna go be moving the prop pieces and or a painter. I am neither of those things. I look like a hot bag of ass. Very bad case of swollen face. And because I am retaining all of the water into my jowls. He picked me up with his laser vision and he shook me like a dog. That's what I feel like right now. Shook me like a dog. I used to have a friend who did that and it was so funny because his whole face would shake. I got him to do it once in his whole life and he never did it again. And it upsets me. Man, I literally haven't said any word to that dude since I graduated. Nice guy. Great guy. Don't know what he does now, but if I could get him to shake his little face again, that would be funny. Yeah, looking bad case of fat face. And look like a painter. Look like I could be working on Wicked, moving the trees in the background. Yeah, but I am warm. I am warm. I know this episode doesn't show it, but I have been getting into the fashion world, trying to update my style. I look like shit right now, dude. But outside this, man, I've been doing up my hair, you know. I've been wearing nice Henley shirts with the 3-button. Oh, man, looking good. Been looking up how to wear jeans and shoes and all this. Just like, you know, I'm still poor. So I'm like lightly throwing shit at it. Like, oh, here's a nice little fucking... You know, like here's a ping. And yeah, I don't have the money that I'd like to have to be able to fucking on all of the things, but I am slowly getting there and updating my style. I am slowly updating my style. And pretty soon, dude, I'm gonna be walking around and everyone in town, dude, is just gonna be like, because I look fucking good, man. I look fucking good. And they're gonna be like, and I'm like, no, I can't. I'm married. If I wasn't, I would. And if I wasn't married, I'd write up your fucking shitter. Because I look fucking fashionable and I look really fucking good. But I can't do that. Can't do that. But my fashion is getting better, man. I'm moisturizing the face. Bad case of fat face. Moisturizing fat face. And working on that. I got a little exfoliating scrub bristle. It feels like someone's ripping my skin off. But I think it's doing wonders. I've always had I haven't really had a problem with acne my whole life anyway. But keeping my skin nice. It's more for when I'm 50. I don't look like fucking droopy. You know? I don't want to scare children when they, I open the door for my grandkids. I don't want to frighten them. You know, I don't look like a goblin. So that's what we're trying to avoid is the old goblin face. But yeah, dude, getting into fashion slowly or being more fashionable, and I can thank that Alpha M dude. I watch his shit. He always gives me some good tips. Always gives me some good tips and tricks. That dude makes a killing. He's got like 98 companies and a YouTube. Man, he's living right. I want to get all his products though. I want to try them. They seem nice. Pete and Pedro, want to try that for the hair, for the follicles to make this shit go. Because I have, like, beautiful thick hair. Be honest. If I ever styled it, it's super thick. And I feel like I could do a lot of good with it. A lot of good. He's got Tiege Handley for the face creams. I would love that, too. Because I got all kinds of mix and matched face creams. But we're doing it, though. We're getting there the poor way. But, you know, fashion. But fuck fashion. Because these sweatpants, so goddamn comfy. Just turned into Chris D'Elia, and don't know what ever happened to him. But these sweatpants are the comfiest. And my sister-in-law, who has been on a episode of this show before, also has the same pants, which begs me to wonder if I am wearing female pants or if she is wearing boy pants. And to be quite honest, don't give a fuck, because they are comfortable. They are fucking comfortable, dude. I recommend it. I don't know what they're called, but they're Adidas sweatpants. They got the stripes. And then you want to show off a little calf. What's up, baby? What's up? What you know? I'm not flexible. What you know? Oh, that almost ripped my hamstring in half, and I barely moved my leg up. But I'm working on that, too, with my stretching and my yoga. Stretching and my yoga. I found nude yoga on YouTube the other day. Didn't know you could put nudity on YouTube, but you fucking can. You can find it. And they got it, and they stretch in the nude, just showing everyone their brown eye. They're hitting their fucking downward dog and giving everyone an upward pooper shot right to the world, just flashing it. Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff, man. And I'm trying to fucking exercise over there, and then...
Erection achieved. Erection
that's fucking me.
Achieved, dude.
It's hard to stretch like that, dude. It's hard to stretch like that. But they're all fucking downward dog with their fucking... shitter to the ceiling, just like,
fuck me right in the ass. Oh.
That's what they're flashing. And it's like, dude, how am I supposed to not fucking...
Erection achieved. Erection, I don't know, fucking man. Achieved.
I wish this was closer. But it's not, dude. It's not. It's okay. It's okay. Fun episode. I feel very tired and lethargic. And I'll be honest, my coffee maker was in the dishwasher. And it's one of those things where I saw it and I was like, I know it would take 45 seconds to wash this by hand, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I have a weird laziness. Like, okay, so let's say I got my phone here, right? And I also want to take that glass of water to my bedroom. Well, if I grab my phone to leave, I could be getting up to walk and I could see this. It's literally within reachable distance of where I'm at. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking it. Why? What kind of laziness is that? It's within, I don't even have to fully extend my arm to grab it. And I'm like, nope, not taking that today. I'll grab that tomorrow. It's a very odd laziness I have. I don't understand it. I don't get it, man. But this has been a good episode. I hope to get this video up today or tomorrow. Depending on how long it runs, it can be on my Locals, dude. And you can see it for fucking free with promo code SILKNUTS on Locals. SILKNUTS. Join the fucking club. Shave up your nuts if you're a woman. Wax up that clam, dude. Have the fucking silkiest slizz in town, baby. Silk slizz, silk nuts. Let's make a fucking silk club. We're going to have the silkiest genitals in the fucking game. That's what we're going for. You can go see this on Locals if it hasn't went more than 30 minutes. If it hasn't went more than 30 minutes, which I don't think it has. I bet we're at like 18 or some shit. If you call now and you can, in the next 30 minutes, you can receive silk nuts. But wait, that's not all. You have a clam? Don't worry, for the same price, we can get you a silky slizz. I don't even know what fucking infomercial that would be. Hey. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing now. I'm just doing voices. Are you tired? Are you tired of itchy nuts? Are you tired of a chafing clam? Well, wait no more, because with, I don't even know what my product would be called. Huh. It can't be called Silk Nuts. I guess I could call it Silk Nuts. I need to make a product. So they have like Manscaped, right? I need to make one called Silk Nuts, where you soften, it's like a nut lather. Like you shave, it's like a thing, it'll shave, moisturize, lather, exfoliate those nuts, dude. Same thing with a slizz. You'd like a, maybe like goes around the lips and it just shaves it all down like a buffer. Dude, I don't know. There's something. All I know is that this club and this podcast is gonna have the silkiest, most gentle genitals in all the world. They're gonna be beautiful. Like when this grows, we're all gonna leak our nudes. That's how it's gonna work. We're gonna all hit a point where we have such a big following that we have, it would almost be disrespectful to not show them off because that's how smooth they're going to be. It's going to be a work of art. People are like, did you wax those? Were those sugar waxed? Nope. We're going to develop a product and we're going to give the world silky nuts. But we're going to hit a point when we hit 1,000 followers. If you don't want to be a part of this, then don't listen to the show because we're all dropping trowel. We're all showing off nuts and slizz, fucking shave, silk slizz, silk nuts to the world, bro. And we're going to show them, be like, this is what this podcast is about. You got fucking prickly balls? You got a fucking a whiskery clam? That sounded gross. You get on to the next podcast. Not here, baby. Not fucking here. We are silky smooth. Everywhere else, you can be whatever you want. But those fucking nuts, man. Yep, those fucking lips, dude. Silk. Butter. Butter. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Puts the lotion on the slizz or else it gets the... I'm losing my voice. Like, I'm waking up now, so that I'm losing the Phil Anselmo thing. Or the Buffalo Bill thing. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Would fuck me hard. I don't even know what that did in the microphone. But yeah, I'm going to have this video up on my Locals I guess technically I do live in the West. But yeah, check it out, dude, if you want to see the Vidya podcast. I'll actually upload it early for the fans who want to join. Promo code SILKNUTS, free month. Let's get this thing started, baby. This has been a weird episode. I'm not really feeling all that great. I am exhausted, and I slept 9 hours, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. That's a life lesson. Maybe I just should stay healthy and not party so hard. I didn't even party, dude. I had a couple slices of chi, and then a couple fucking glasses of wee. Okay, that didn't come out. Whiskey. That didn't come out. That sounded more like a weird German piss fetish. I didn't have that last night. Maybe that's what I need. Lyoto Machida swears by it. Speaking of Lyoto Machida, coming up this week on the Partial Artist lineup on Tuesday, we've got the Tuesday Takedown. And I will be covering all of the MMA for the week and the week prior. And this week coming up, we have Alistair Overeem taking on Alexander Volkov. It'll be a good one. Check it out on Tuesday, 5 a.m. in the morning, Pacific, fucking 8 a.m. Eastern time. It'll be good, man. It'll be real good. It'll be good, man. It'll be so good. I could be like one of those wacky radio hosts. Or fucking, I probably can't do it with my voice like all lower. But I can usually do, if I could hear, I need like an example of one. Let's see. Let me try to think of one. It's top of the moon. Yeah, dude, I can't. My throat won't let me do it. Hey, welcome. It's top of the morning here in Seattle. WKOK 93.3. The Hive. Because they always have some, welcome to the bull. It's like, why'd you fucking name it that? Like, what? Radio names are so fucking weird, dude. Why do they do that? 23.03. That's not even a radio channel. Radio channel. It's not even a frequency. 98.3, The Frog. Why? And then they got some little jingle. She's like, 98.3, The Frog. And you're like, dude, out of everything you could have fucking named this, that's what you named it, man. Welcome to 78.6, The Sliz. Dude, they can get so fucking weird. We need to start our own radio station, dude. I'm going to get one that's like a nationally syndicated show. She's going to be like, Sirius X103, Silk Nuts. Tip, 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 tip. Hey, everybody, welcome to Silk Nuts. It's me, your host, the partial artist who's got... I can't really do it with my voice. Yeah, that's so fucking strange. Welcome to 96.5, The Fungus. Could literally be anything. KHBQ 1023, The Mosquito. And then it's just automatically just breaks into, way down we go. Oh, 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 oh. I don't know why it's the first song I thought of. Welcome to... Hey, you're listening to 106.3, The Dong in the Morning. If we got a wild story for you, listen to this. Have you been keeping up on this Capitol story? They're always 2 weeks behind. They're always on something. We caught up. That's more TMZ. We caught up with... We caught up with Tara Reid. What is she doing outside of the Chinese theater? I fucking hate TMZ. That's a whole nother tangent. Fuck. Oh, hold on. I can see my time. I got 5 minutes before this runs over 30. So we might do a little bit more of this radio voice here just for the fun of it for a couple minutes just because I'm enjoying it. Welcome to 92.1, The Taint. They always pick a weird animal. It's like the frog, the bull, the cow, the fucking hog. Welcome to 96.8, The Hog. They just need to start picking very strange animals. Welcome to 101.6, The Emu. Cincinnati's best radio station, 102.1, The Hummingbird. Dude, that, like, anything, man. Welcome to 99.6, the Onyx. Welcome to the Onyx in the Morning. We're here talking to, who's an odd guest that they would have on a radio station at this point? Who's someone like that doesn't even really make sense to even have on a radio station? Because they always have a, very strange guest. They're like, welcome to 92.6, the Onyx, and we have Wesley Snipes on with us, everybody. Wesley Snipes, give him a hand. So, Wesley, you were a Demolition Man. How was it working with Sylvester Stallone? Is it true that you were going to fight Joe Rogan? They have little sound effects. We're going to commercial break, but be right back with... We have Matthew Perry coming on to talk about his latest book. Welcome back to 98.2. What's another strange animal? Welcome back to 98.2, the Marsupial, and we have David Schwimmer on talking about Peacock Network by NBC with his new show, Fathered. David, great to have you on here. So, you... I turned into a Cosby for a second. With the pudding and the yo and the gall. I can't do a Cosby. That's always upset me. I've never in my life done a... Everyone can do a fucking walk-in. But the one I could never do, I could do a lot of impressions growing up. And then my voice changed, and then it fucked up. And then I lost a whole bunch of them. But I could never do a Cosby. Could never do a Cosby impression, or I could never do... what the kids call a Cosby, where you date rape a young lady. I could not do that either. I wonder what he's doing. I don't know. You can find out on 92.1, the Arachnid. We're talking to Bill Cosby. Hey, Bill. Whenever you were giving it to a young lady, did you ever call it your pudding pop? I don't even know why I clicked that one. But, yeah, this has been an off-the-rails episode that has no fucking point. But I'm keeping it under 30 so I can put the video on locals while I figure out how to make my website. But check out tomorrow, dude, Tuesday. If you're listening to it right now, it's on Monday if you're on my locals channel. But it'll be on Tuesday. Give it 2 days and you can see it. And we'll be talking about the fights coming up. And that should be fun. Should be gay all the time. Hopefully this audio came out well. I kind of just fucking sent her and did all this shit, so... that's the episode, man. But thank y'all for the support. Go to my locals, promo code SILKNUTS. You know that's what we're starting, bro. Free month. Stupid dog barking. Free month. Get all my local shit. Get the video. I hate my landlord for letting a dog do that all day long. And it's going to make me mad and sweaty. And I'm already sweating right now. So as soon as this camera turns off, I'm going to flash. I almost said flash dance. Footloose my rage. And dance like a motherfucker because it's driving me crazy. What are you talking about, you crazy? Okay, I literally am running out of time. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. I threw up the peace sign again. I hate myself. What am I doing? Thank you all for listening. Y'all have been great. Check out the locals. Look on Tuesdays. New episode up. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Spread the word. Website coming soon. Peace, baby.